Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer, switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the FanCash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
SGA last year had 4 50-point games, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. 13. Yeah, I'll take it. I'll take the more. Because he had 3 39-point games, too.
Damn. Here's an interesting one. Cooper Flagg, 16.7 points per game, more or less.
16.7. That feels like a good number. That's tricky. I'll go more.
I'm going less on that.
Okay.
That's in my line.
I feel like that's a good number.
I think he's going to have like 14 points per game. 14, really? 15 points per game. 16.7 is a good number, though.
With Kai out, I feel like he's going to have the opportunity to.
It's a good point.
He's going to have an opportunity to score.
That's a good point. We'll do one more of these.
Okay.
Ant-Man, 27.8 points per game.
I was just looking at Anthony Edwards' career scoring average. I'll take the more.
Mm. What's it looking like? Like, what's the?
Essentially, it's 24. It's like 23.9.
So he about to go off this year?
Well, I think he had a high output last year. Mm-hmm. I'll go 27 plus. You said 27.5.
27.8. I think that
I'll take that. Yeah, I'll take that.
Okay,
I'll take that.
Okay. Yeah, this is.
If I can remember all of this, I'll actually set a lineup later. A season-long lineup, if I can remember all of this.
What did we say about SGA's 40-point? We said more?
I said more, yeah, because the number was 9, right?
Yeah.
Last year was 13.
That's crazy.
How many times is he going to score 40?
Is Giannis' future the biggest story or question mark heading into this season?
Yeah.
For the NBA?
Yeah.
That is a...
Yep.
That is a...
Well, do we think that's real, too?
Seismic... shifting.
I think it's real.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I think the three, if I were to pick the three biggest stories, Giannis, OKC repeating, and how good is this Houston Rockets team immediately?
I agree with you on Giannis and Houston. I don't know about OKC. OKC?
No?
Yeah, maybe it's just because I don't give them enough credit. Not credit, but I don't know. We just expect them to be good, I guess.
Yeah.
I guess I'm wondering if who in the East comes out on top of that conference. Is it finally Mike Brown's year? Is Cleveland finally
year to
figure
what?
It out? Year to figure
what?
It out. What does that mean?
I wonder what a year was for Mike Brown to do what?
finally, he gets one of those championship teams he's been talking about. Gets his own.
Oh, man.
It'll be an interesting one. James Harden. How many 40-point games does James Harden have this year? He had 4 last year. One of them was a 50-burger.
I was going to say 3. I'll actually say 2. He gets 2 this year. Yeah.
Oh, here's an interesting stat. I get maybe this isn't interesting at all. The Clippers So James Harden scored 30 or more 12 times last year. That's it. 30 or more. 12. They were 12-1 in those games.
Mm, goodness gracious.
I can drop that down to 26 in games that James Harden scored 26 or more. They were 17-2.
Hmm. Wow.
I just found that I find that interesting because we look at James Harden, such a prolific scorer. Obviously, he was an all-star last year.
Yeah.
But he perhaps didn't do it in the way that he had done it in years past. Mm-hmm. His game was a little bit more balanced. It wasn't about scoring 30, 40, and even in a lot of cases 50 a night. It wasn't about like, and he had in a lot of these 30-point games. This is another interesting note. You do this with the 26-point games, actually. In the games, he's got 11 assists and 14, 11, 8, 9, 11, 10, 10, 11, 9. It looks like some of his best scoring games were also some of his best assist outputs. Mm. It's like for, you know, a little 19 games last year, he was that James Harden.
Yeah.
Just a little footnote for this Clippers team this year.
Yeah, I feel like there's going to be a little bit of a decline at some point, but I think he's got one more year left in him, like the way he played last year. You know, just a sneaky top flight player. I think he was an all-star last year, right?
Yes.
Another all-star season or all-star caliber season. And I think he's got one more of those in him.
Okay. James, 24-5-7 on his career.
Mm. Mm.
Pretty incredible.
Yeah, man.
Pretty incredible.
Man. He's been that guy for his career. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? Regardless of people like him or like his game or anything, like those.
And this are
some incredible numbers.
Is by far, and I don't think it's true just for him. I think it's true for Kawhi. Maybe not Chris Paul. But maybe this is the most interesting team he's been on. Hmm. I mean, you got Brad on this squad now. You've got a 37-year-old Brook Lopez. But Brook can still do some interesting things for you. Mm-hmm. You've got an interesting squad here.
Absolutely. Absolutely, man. They
so happy for Bogey too.
Oh, always got to be happy for Bogey.
Always.
Always. Yes.
Yeah. So great. You know what another interesting story is, Jesse, is Atlanta. Hmm. Everyone was really high on Atlanta in the offseason that they had, and is it just cool to not re-sign Trae Young?
That's one of those things. I know James would probably say, you know, the ramifications for that, the fallout for that. Is that something that's going to...
Of signing him or not signing
not
him?
Not signing him. Mm-hmm. Is that something that's going to linger all year long around Atlanta, linger with his play? I don't think so.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think so. But that's something that they got to be aware of, and they had to be cognizant of when they decided not to resign him. So I think Atlanta's going to be a potential top 16.
Isn't that a top six?
Yeah, I think they're gonna push for that. I like their talent.
How much of that hinges on Porzingis?
Some of it for sure. But you talk about the Jalen Johnsons. I like the Nikhil Alexander-Walker pickup. I think he's going to really
I'm asking is if Porzingis played half the season for whatever reason, do you still feel the same way about pushing for the six?
Yeah, they do. I do because I think they got enough to in the front court, to be able to handle not having Porzingis there for half the games. Think they'll push for it. I think so, and that means anywhere between 6, 7, and 8.
Mm-hmm.
I think they'll push for it.
Jay Hardaway asking, so is Michael Jordan going to be covering the game on NBC?
ish.
I don't know what that. I don't know what you mean by covering the game, but he's going to be on NBC tonight.
Yes,
and that's. I mean, as much as the matchups, that's the headliner. Like Michael Jordan going to break down the game.
Yes,
and that'd be fascinating to see.
I'm ready for it.
I'm very curious to. Like, does he have a big screen that he, like, presses X's and O's on? Or is he just sitting in a recliner with some Sincoro tequila next to him and an iPad and talking?
Feels like
next to a fireplace.
It feels like that's what it's going to be. And he's going to see things happen around the league and in games and be like, this is what I would have done. I would have punched him.
That's not going to be compelling for very long. He'd be just like you.
I think
there was a stretch where you just were punching everybody.
12-4-5.
Steve Kerr. Oh, yeah. You might want to. Well, I guess it's a bad time to mention Jason Jones joins us next.
I think Mike's going to be pretty insightful, though. I do. I think he's going to give a different outlook and perspective to the game that we haven't heard in a while.
He's going to start giving more or lesses.
Oh, he's definitely doing that. I was mad at him that night. He didn't hit the more.
No. No. Cost me my Prize Picks lineup. We'll come back. Jason Jones joins us next here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
Other sports books just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Going to join us coming up here in just a couple of minutes. We didn't really get to overreactions this week, and given the fact that basketball starts tonight, the Kings play tomorrow, I don't know that we ever will. One of the ones we had in was Justin Fields' days as a starting quarterback are over. Oof. Once this season concludes.
Fact.
Yeah, it turns out that's very accurate. And it turns out we also don't have to wait till the season is over. He was trashed by his owner. And I guess, are they going to Tyrod Taylor?
Just what it seems like. He's the backup. Justin Fields, you had a good run, pal.
Yeah, I mean, we're 7 games in. We're 7 games in. We have a game where you had minus 10 yards passing.
Might have been this
now,
game.
Now, to be fair, that's incredible.
It is incredible. It might have been this
just
game,
incredible.
Two or the last game, but he took a bunch of sacks or whatever, and he was like, it was like 4 seconds, 5 seconds, 7 seconds in the pocket. Like, he just doesn't get rid of the football.
It was pretty bad.
That's crazy how all of those guys, well, not exactly. I was about to say all of those guys from that draft class weren't any good. Mac's actually kind of good.
Yeah. Well, Mac is pretty good. I have been waiting all day for this to welcome in my dear, long time, close personal friend, my good buddy from The Athletic. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the professor, Jason Jones. Jason.
Where's the other Dodger fan going?
I'm not sure.
He forgot his Dodger hat. He's going to go get his hat.
I think that's what he's doing right now, is he just went to go get his Dodger hat.
Hate to see him leave like that. I don't know why he left. I mean, you know, hey, I mean, this is an exciting time for us Dodger fans. You know, then you add the hip-hop layer to it. I mean, LA can beat up on Canada again.
Well, again, yeah, and that's, you know, it's kind of got me rooting for the Dodgers and all of this. So. Yeah,
Kobe scored 81 against Toronto.
Well, is that too?
You know, Toronto finally wins a championship and their best player goes to LA. I mean, this is a long-standing, you know, international feud we got going here. And good to see that my friend Kenny Caraway is, you know, standing true with his West Coast roots, you know. And
he's handling all of this very well, by the way.
Yeah, he's got his Mookie Betts jersey ready, you know. He's ready.
Bro, are you done with this nonsense? I told you we ain't talking about baseball no more on this show. What are you talking about? Matter of fact, I need to call Manfred right now. Start the lockout now. Start it now before the series starts. Lock them out. You want to make a point to the players? Lock them out now. Don't let them play the World Series. Mm.
You didn't enjoy that.
You done?
Again, you're handling this great.
So mature. I mean, mature.
The Brewers, boy.
So
a bunch of bums. How you get the broom brought out on you and you had home field? Bunch of bums. I ain't never seen nothing.
That team
such
had a fine
bum
season.
Worthy in my life.
They had a fine season. They got all the way to the NLCS. Don't just shade them like that.
Did a good job.
They had a fine season.
Stop encouraging him.
I'm happy to talk to Jason.
They were four wins from the World Series. I mean,
they
stay
there.
Yeah,
you know, there's still four wins from the World Series. that was a hell of a moment with Springer last night, and man, this playoffs have brought us some pretty spectacular moments. We had that moment from Springer, the moment from Judge, and I think they both pale in comparison to the game that Shohei Ohtani had on Friday, which I don't think could be categorized as anything other than iconic.
Yeah, that's a video game.
Yeah.
That's a video game. Yeah, there's just like, there's no other way I can even describe it. Like, I could go turn on MLB The Show and I couldn't probably pull that off. 3 home runs, you know, what, 10 Ks. Yeah, that was something. Because, I mean, he hadn't really hit it all during the postseason. His most effective contributions have been pitching and getting walked. He'd get walked, and then the team would be like, okay, we'll load the bases for Mookie Betts.
Yeah. Imagine being one of 18 at one point.
I think he won a 23 or something like that.
He was like,
one
he
of
was
his
like,
last 23
yeah.
or something like that.
He was like 2 of 25 or something. Yeah. And then he just said, okay, I
and
guess.
And then he wasn't.
then went 3 for 3.
Then he was like, okay, never mind. I'll go ahead and start hitting the ball now.
It was kind of like he was like, you know what, hitting home runs is a lot of fun. I'm just going to keep doing this,
and I'm going to hit them really, really far. Like, not just, you know, these are the outfielder just goes, okay, whatever. I don't even bother turning around. That thing's not going to be anywhere near, you know, the grass.
That one that went out of Dodger Stadium. Ain't no way that was 469. That'd be like 510.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
They're just guessing at that point. They're just guessing, you know. Well, they're guessing anyway, but they're like, let's put a number on that.
Yeah. Make it higher. That was not 469.
Yeah, whatever number they put on it, I'd believe it.
Yeah, that performance was crazy. That was, they'd have said
5'10". I'd have been like, yeah, that probably was about 5'10". Yeah.
Man, that performance was insane to get his team to the World Series to perform like that. Once again, like you talked about, after he had been slumping for so long, to break out of it with 3 home runs, 10 Ks. That was crazy. That was the greatest single baseball game I had ever seen, performance in a baseball game I'd ever seen. That was insane.
Because somebody was saying, well, make it a football comp. Someone was like, well, that's like, you know, throwing for 300, 3 touches, and then going on the other side and getting like 4 sacks, or, you know, picking off 3. Yeah, it was. I mean, just one on its own would have been great.
Can't wait for Vlad Jr. I born ready.
You didn't even know his name. You're ready. Like, what's his face?
No, that's my boy, Vlad Guerrero Jr. That's my boy. He born ready. I can't wait for him to take him. That's my boy. That's been my boy. About to go to work.
Can you name 5 other Blue Jays?
George Springer, Gausman.
I mean, Hoffman did kind of throw some heat.
Hoffman, the game out last night.
Man,
there's got to be one other one. Yeah, I can.
There's got to be one. Yes, there does have to be one other Blue Jay.
I mean, by definition,
it's a big Blue Jays fan.
Is what's his name still up? John Olerud.
Oh my God.
Is what's his name still the catcher?
Dave Steeb.
George Bell. Yeah, George Bell plays left field for him right now. What was the catcher who used to be the catcher for you guys too?
Be out there.
The Martin, is he still the catcher? Remember
Russell Martin?
Yeah, yeah. What? Is he still the catcher for the Blue Jays?
He's just like, I don't know. He's like, he said Russell Martin.
Like, Carlos Delgado. There we go. Carlos Delgado.
He's going to start naming expos next. He's just like, I don't know.
Larry Walker.
Anyone who played in Canada counts as a
Marquise Grissom. Save us.
Like Delino DeShields. Where's Pedro Martinez? Where's Dennis Martinez at? I mean, you know, let's just keep
going. Dennis Martinez.
Just dig deep into the crates of, you know, Blue Jays of the past.
All I need is my boy Vlad Guerrero Jr. That's all I need. He's the hottest hitter in the playoffs. Boy, killing.
Okay. See you on Friday.
So I have, I mean, obviously the great news for Jason is his Dodgers are in the World Series. Even more great news, and we'll talk about this in just a few minutes. The Lakers play tonight to kick off the season or tip off the season.
Yeah. What was he doing at 10 o'clock in the morning on Sunday? How about that? How great was that?
Well, that's what I was getting to next. Your NFL team still does exist. It does. Like, if nothing else.
They were on a bye last week.
Well, I think in their minds they definitely were. I don't know, Jay. You could tell me if this is an overreaction. That felt like a real uh-oh moment when you get shut out by your divisional rival like that, like that bad, and they're just toying with you. By the time the game is over, that felt like a oh boy, this feels like it could. This could hit a spot where people start losing their jobs.
That looked like a bunch of guys who were ready for the bye week last week. And just like, let's just get through. I mean, because I have it where, you know, it records the games. That game on TV was 2 hours and 47 minutes. And I turned it off at half. I said, they don't care. Mm. I said, I know they got injuries or whatever, but come on. I mean, it just makes you reflect on all the bad decisions they've made. And I can go back to, we got to get rid of Derek Carr because he's holding us back. And they've now since replaced him with a worse quarterback each time. I can go back to, you know, AP, it's all his fault. Pete's going to change the culture. And this looks absolutely worse. Like last year, I just thought they were bad, but they were trying. They were just bad.
Yeah.
I mean, this team didn't spend any money in the offseason. I mean, I don't know what the hell that was. I mean, I was thinking about it today. They're going to go into the draft next year outside of running back with the exact same needs they had last year.
Jeez.
Like, you didn't get better anywhere. Like, you didn't improve anything. Like, did you get better in the secondary? No. Your offensive line looks worse. Receivers look whatever. Quarterback doesn't look any better. I mean, they could have kept Gardner Minshew to do this. I mean, this is, you know, like Geno just looks like he's afraid he's going to get hit every. I mean, they were talking about how Geno Derek looks
terrible, man.
I mean, they made fun of how Derek looked under pressure. Geno looks 10 times worse. I mean, and I, even when I went to the game in Vegas, even though they won, I'm like, he does not look comfortable at all.
Mm-hmm.
It's like every time, yeah. You know. You know, and then when he does get guys open, he just outright and flat out missing them.
You know who Geno looks like? We were talking about this on Sunday. It didn't even, he looks like Cam Ward.
Yeah.
Like Cam Ward looks like he's thinking about turning the ball over. Like he looks like he's actively thinking about turning the ball over because he's turning the ball over so much. And he's doing that shaking thing that you just demonstrated. That's exactly what Geno Smith is doing.
Because even when he's not being pressured, he looks pressured.
Right.
Right. I mean, there were plays where there's no one near him. He looks like, oh my God, gotta get rid of it. And then just misses it. I mean, yeah, he, you know, going back to the Chicago game, if he hits Thornton with a halfway decent pass, they win that game. He's throwing the ball, I mean, low. He's going to get somebody killed, one of those high passes. You know, if I'm Brock Bowers, I'm like, man, could you get Aiden O'Connell back out there? I'll watch Kenny Pickett at this point.
Oh, goodness.
I mean, then the reporter asked Pete about not getting Genty more carries in the first half. He's like, we only ran 10 plays. And he ran the ball 4 times out of the 10. What do you want us to do? I'm like, I mean, 3 first downs is, I mean, and at some point, you almost got to start a fight. I mean, KC's actively making fun of you. Yeah. I mean, at some point, you know. Max
again.
Hurt.
By the way, KC's actually making fun of you again.
Yeah,
yeah. I'm like, so at this point, swing on somebody.
That's the thing, Jay. I don't think they care that much at this point,
it looks like they don't care that much.
Well, let me ask both of you guys this: where does that stem from? Like, what is getting to the point where these guys don't even care what they look like and what's going on the field?
It usually starts in the same place. It starts with the coach.
Mm. Mm.
It happened with Mike last year.
And people don't want to say that about Pete because everyone likes Pete, mm-hmm. but there's something off. There's something wrong, majorly wrong.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you look at even their special teams. My God, this is just terrible. I can't think of anything there, you know, and defensively, you know, you have the same coordinator. And I think in some of those games, the defense held up as well as it could. But even they got to be like, this is ridiculous.
Hmm. Do you think there's a real chance that Pete is one and done?
I would say no, but these are the Raiders. So who knows?
Do you think he should be?
I'm not convinced that he should. I think they really need a serious infusion of talent. I think their margin of error based on their talent is so slim that, yeah, I mean, if I remove Max Crosby, the kicker and the punter, and Brock Bowers, maybe if you throw Genty in, can you name one Raider where you'd be like, oh yeah, I'd want him to start on the Niners? Like, can you name a Raider where you'd be like on offense where you outside of Genty and Bowers, where you'd go, I got to have that guy. That guy would help me. Defensively, take away Max, name one guy on that defense where you go, oh, yeah, that guy's going to help my team.
Jeez. No, not at all, man.
I mean, the guys are – I mean, they got some guys who might be trying, but at some point, you got to get some talent. Mm-hmm. You got to take all that money you got or whatever, and you got to get some talent. And part of the problem is this, is that as much as I would love to say fire everyone – at some point, you got to stop firing somebody every year. Yeah. You got to give someone, you got to, you know, and it was tough for me that I don't doubt at all that Mark Davis wants to win.
Mm-hmm.
I just think he, I think this start, the downfall for Mark as the owner started when he had his obsession with John Gruden. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's what started it. I mean, when he brought it, his instructions basically before his father died was, you talk to Ron Wolf and he'll help you get some football people. That's how you got Reggie McKenzie. That's how you got Khalil Mack. That's how you got Derek Carr. That's how you got the 2016 season. I believe Reggie drafted Max. So you had a football guy. And then in the midst of, we're going to move to Oakland, the fans are mad, Mark does a very fan thing. He goes, no, I'll do. I'll get, you know, even though Jack Del Rio was tripping on some other stuff, Jack Del Rio was still the best coach you had. And you fired him because you're obsessed with John Gruden. And you think that that's going to make things right.
And what John Gruden was desperate to undo everything that Reggie McKenzie did.
Yeah, so he runs off all the soul of the team. Mm-hmm. You know, he runs off, you know, Marquette King. He trades Khalil Mack. He trades Amari Cooper. He drafts terribly again. So now you don't, I mean, based on the number of first-round picks they've had over the last few years, their lack of talent is embarrassing. I mean, they just don't. And then you see some of these guys leave and like go start other places and don't look terrible. So, it, you know, and like Devontae Adams is actually still pretty good at football. Once he got away from the Raiders and got away from his boy, Aaron, you know, I mean, you, and then you hear like the draft blunders of drafting the wrong Bryant Young. They wanted the guy the Rams took, but they took the one from Alabama. And everyone's like, why are they reaching for this guy? I mean, just, yeah, just a lot wrong. And I, you know, and everyone's people, and people tell me, well, you know what? You got to give Pete a chance. I'm like, okay. But, you know, I'm like, at this point, I'm like, Tom, stop calling games and you go suit up. You can't be any worse. Because right. This is, I mean, nobody wants to watch that.
No.
You know, and, yeah, I'm looking at their schedule. I said, I might have caught the last win of the season. Who are they going to beat? Who are they going to beat looking like that? You know, Brock Bowers isn't going to change that.
Right.
You know, and if he's hurt, you're better off just letting him not play as opposed to putting him out there to get hurt again. I mean, I don't know how long, you know they got the bye. Maybe, you know, Max is going to want to play. Mm-hmm. But I just, it's at some point, you got to get some players. Mm-hmm. You've got to get a quarterback. They still don't have a quarterback. I mean, and you traded, you know, I mean, it, honestly, instead of trading that third round pick for Geno, they could have drafted Shadur or Jalen Milroe with that pick. And then at least I could say, well, they got a young quarterback and they're trying to develop him. Mm-hmm. You don't bring in a veteran like that to lead the league in interceptions. Mm. And not like tips. I mean, like throwing the ball in the double coverage bad interception. He could have 15 easily. He's had some ones that just get caught. He could easily have 15. I mean, it's a damn shame where you're going, well, he only turned the ball over once.
I don't think he had any in the first week.
No.
He had one.
No.
He had
one. Did he? In week one? He had one. Oh, yeah. Okay. My fault.
That's
my
right.
Fault.
He had one. Fault. And put it this way. If they played the Patriots today, who do you think is going to win?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Goodness gracious.
Caught him at the right time, as they say.
So, Jay.
Yeah, they better try to get the Dolphins or Jets on the schedule.
How far, realistically, how far away do you think they are? I think they're hella far away. Like, because they don't even have a starting point with the lack of talent they have on that roster. When I say far away, I'm talking about like, okay, this is a team that can make the playoffs. Are they 3, 4, 5 years away from that?
I would say that, but you make the right moves in the NFL, you can get good quick. Look at the Patriots. Mm-hmm. But they got a quarterback. They got a quarterback. They went out and got veterans to fill holes.
Yeah.
You know, the Raiders have, well, they guess they got a quarterback, you know, but you know, one of my friends was joking. He said, it's so bad that back in the day, he said, you don't talk bad about a black quarterback because, you know, they were like, no, we're talking bad about this one. They're like, no, he's earned all the slander, you know, but they don't have a starting point. It's like when Jacoby Myers is trying to hold you up for a new contract, I'm like, you're Jacoby Myers.
Jeez. You're a law firm, like, bro.
I'm like, bro, you being the best receiver. I'm like, only on that one, they were right. Why would you pay him? And that was part of the Josh McDaniels. We have a bunch of slot receivers. Let's sign more slot receivers. Remember Josh McDaniels, like, completely destroyed Hunter Renfrow? Took him like two years to recover and get back. I mean, you know, he turned Darren Waller into whatever he is now. I mean, they've had talent. You just can't tell that anymore. I mean, they're just so depleted. I mean, skill position wise, you know, I would love to bash Chip Kelly, but it's like, well, shoot. At this point, Geno was playing so bad. What can you really call? He's complete. I mean, if somebody was, I mean, I've had that debate with people too. I said, is Chip Kelly perfect? No, but right now, you're almost safe for just running the ball and hoping Ashton breaks one. Because when you keep letting Geno throw, bad things happen.
Other sports books just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
The crazy thing about that Jacoby Myers Raiders standoff is the one standoff when both sides were right. Raiders were like, we're not paying you. And Jacoby's like, I'm literally all you got.
Well,
and they said, that's why we're not paying you, because
you are all we got.
Yeah. I mean, it's just like, you know, imagine a guy who'd probably be a third receiver on a good team coming to you and saying, pay me big money or else. And
you're like,
or else what? We're only going to win 5 games instead of 6. Like what? Like what? Or else what? We're going to be what? Yeah, they're in a really bad spot. I think outside of Genty and Bowers on offense, I'd listen them to changing anything else. I mean, it's so bad with Raider fans. The argument's over, well, how come Jackson Powers Johnson isn't a guard or a center? I'm like, either way, he got his ass kicked. They had that picture up. I said maybe Chris Jones did have a stiff drink on the sideline because he wasn't getting worked on the game.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm like, if the debate is whether or not a guard is going to make a difference, that shows you how bad your team is.
Well, let's move on to something happier because I admittedly got goosebumps.
Oh yeah, you saw it.
When I flipped the TV over to NBC and saw Mello and T-Mac and this no Stephen A. Smith and this
I'm not talking about that guy right now.
That's just perfectly fine. We should never have to talk about that guy. But NBA Showtime is the name of this show on NBC. Basketball is back tonight. It starts with the Rockets and the Thunder, which is about an hour away. They got ring ceremony jumping off. KD is back. And then, of course, it ends with the Warriors at the Lakers. No LeBron tonight. LeBron won't be here in Sacramento on Saturday. He's going to be out for the next couple of weeks, man. But I'm excited, Jay, to get another NBA season started here.
I'm still hung on baseball.
Okay. Well, the hell with baseball.
If after watching the Raiders on Sunday, I said, thank God the Dodgers gave me a birthday gift because, the Raiders, if I was depending on the Raiders to give me anything, it'd be pain, you know. But it's just, this is like actually the most fun time of the year. You got all the sports going on, you know, basketball. Then, of course, when teams struggle, they'll say we're not going to play till December or whatever. But, course, you know, it's still cool, you know, to have the NBA back. Only thing that's down is that so many good players aren't going to be playing to start the year. Yeah. Just across the league. Yeah, there's a lot of guys out. But, hey, that's your chance to make a move then, you know. Ain't your fault those guys are hurt. Go out there and win you some games, you know. And then you see in April, sometime those games you won in October, November, that might be the difference between you being the sixth seed or being in the play-in. And who wants to be a play-in team if you can help it?
That's the truth. I saw something earlier today. Was able to pull it back up. LeBron James not playing tonight, not playing for a while because he's out. The last time the NBA had an opening night without LeBron James, USB flash drives didn't exist. Chappelle's show hadn't debuted.
Oh, my gosh.
Facebook hadn't been launched.
Oh.
And Kelly Clarkson had just won American Idol.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. What was that, 2002?
Three, I think. Maybe it was two.
Well, three was the Kings game. That was the Kings game, right? So, so it was 2002.
God, man, LeBron's just old.
Nah, he is. You just celebrated your birthday, and LeBron James is the one that's old.
Yeah, well, I'm not that much older than him.
Which is crazy.
That is crazy.
Yeah,
absolutely
nuts. And that's the wild part about it. It's like there's not many, and that's why it was cool having Vince Carter on the Kings when I was covering him. Because Vince was like the only guy, like toward the end, it was like Vince and like Zeebo, and like Trevor Ariza were the only guy that I could, like, and Matt Barnes I could discuss like stuff with. Like when the New Edition doc dropped on BET, only myself and Matt Barnes even cared. The rest of the team was like, who were those guys? And that also, we also had Buddy around that time, so Buddy had no clue about any of those people. And just the way Buddy would ask you about them was always funny.
Well, check this out. Check out the people that are on NBC. Mello, Vince Carter, Tracy McGrady.
Yeah,
that's his
contemporaries.
Era.
Yeah,
they're broadcasting games in the Hall of Fame. This guy's still trying to win.
Well, shout out Kyle for this one. That is an amazing note. The last time LeBron James didn't start a regular season was the NBA's last year on NBC.
That is a trip. Yeah, 02.
Their last year was
02. Man.
LeBron's never been on NBC.
LeBron's never been on NBC. That's right.
Yeah, we've been through like NBA dress code, like 18 versions of the All-Star game.
Yeah.
That
was just in the last 2 years.
Right. I mean, the Kings have moved, stayed. The Sonics existed back then. Shoot, had the Grizzlies moved to Memphis yet, or were they still in Vancouver?
They might have still been in Vancouver.
Maybe
they had just question. Maybe they had just moved to Memphis because they weren't. They weren't
close,
there for that long.
Because when Bibby really got traded, he traded from Vancouver.
He was traded from Vancouver. There's Bibby Vancouver jerseys out there.
That was
01. It was.
They might have still been in Vancouver.
No. It was the summer of 2001.
Yeah, because Jason Williams never played in Vancouver. That's where I remember.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Yeah,
played in Memphis.
Yeah, but I mean, it's just crazy that even a whole discussion. Like LeBron has been around so long. Like he's been like completely different versions of himself on video games. Like, he went from the square block looking thing to like that's more realistic. Crazy.
How many consoles has he played through? It's got to be like seven.
Yeah, I've used just the. He's been through like every fashion phase of the NBA. He's been there for the anti-hip-hop era through the like we love hip-hop. You know, he's been through the cover your you know, yeah. He like played, yeah, he's, you know, he's played against people's, you know, kids, you know, father and son. Mm. You know, he's playing on the same team with his son who's older. Yeah, I mean, this is just, yeah, he's old. And I say that with all due respect, but yeah. That's just crazy.
He was in a marketing campaign with Kobe Bryant, and then Kobe retires, like, all, you know, all within his career.
Yeah.
And that was like 7 years into LeBron's career.
Yeah. He played against Shaq. He played with Shaq.
Yeah, that's another good note. He's played against guys who are already in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, well in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, they were his, like, I mean, like, they were his teammates. Or if he played against them with way, yeah, this, yeah, it's, you know, he played against guys he's coaching who coach against him, or guy he's been coached by guy he's been coached by guys he played against more than once. Mm. Think about it. He was around to play against Tyronn Lue. He was around to play against Luke Walton. He was around to play against J.J. Redick. He played against Darvin Ham. He got all of them except, that may not be a good thing. You know, two of those guys got fired. But his next coach probably is, you know, in year eight of his career right now, doesn't realize that he'll be coaching LeBron in 2 years.
What team is he going to play for in 2 years?
Who knows? You know, maybe he had to ask Luka, can he stay on the Lakers?
Well, what do you think? What was the number, 46 and a half for the Lakers? I think it was 46 and a half.
Yeah, I think so.
Would you go more or less on a 46 and a half win total for the Los Angeles Lakers?
I'd go more. I think they're going to be better than maybe some people are giving them credit for. I don't think they're going to be like a 40 win, barely make the play-in team. It's going to be competitive. But I think, you know, that's basically saying, can they win 47 games?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I think Luka, you know, even without LeBron for a bit, you know, because the way they're set up now, it's like, you know, LeBron's basically your number two option. Mm-hmm. And I've always said that at this stage of the game, if LeBron's your number one option, you're probably not a championship team. Mm-hmm. No shade to Bron. Bron is like 49 years old.
Yeah.
You know, so it was like, how much longer can you expect him to be that guy? But I think I'd go over that. I'm usually bad on knowing what all that stuff is, you know, who's what and where. I think until he gets back, we have to keep reading stories about how LeBron is behind the scenes and books and stuff, which is
Dame went over. I went under. My under is like, it's like 45. No, it's not like they'll be bad. It's just like 45. I think
47 wins.
Yeah, they could. They could.
I mean, there's enough bad teams in the East, too. You can pile up some wins, you know. I don't think Utah really wants to win any games. I mean, Kevin Love out there looking like he's 55 in the team picture, playing with those guys. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're going to have enough teams that just don't care about winning, you know, to where you should be able to pile up some of those. And, you know, and then you look around, boom, we're at 40, you know, we're at 47 wins.
Well, Jay, we appreciate you as always, my friend. Good luck to your Lakers tonight.
Good luck to anybody.
Look who they're playing. Good luck to the Lakers.
Do they do ties in the NBA?
They don't.
Our Lakers. Okay. That's why he was mad. You said mine. It's our Lakers.
Yeah, bro, I apologize.
Who else is in that room with you? Dude, you talking about our? It ain't me. You ain't about me.
You know, I'm gonna post the whole text one day about all your Laker Dodger. You know, you'd be like hitting me up, bigging me up about the Dodgers and the Lakers. Then you get on here and you front.
You know, people believe you when you say this stuff. Stop saying this nonsense.
Kayfabe.
I'm just saying. We got the photographic evidence.
Also,
the hell we do. Lake Show.
No, we do have the photographic evidence.
Y'all ain't telling Lakers the whole story.
I ain't never been to the Lakers or Dodgers team store.
I haven't been there either. The Lakers team store. I don't even know where that's at. What are you talking about?
Dr. David, you know what to do.
Okay. Yeah. Lake Show.
Well, man,
I hate this segment. I really hate this segment. I really do.
I, for one, am excited about Jason's analysis that we're going to have as the World Series gets underway as well.
Oh my gosh, bro.
So Jay,
we appreciate you
as always, and we'll see you next week.
All right, see you next week.
A good breakdown of the Dodgers versus the Blue Jays from our man.
You guys
Jason
can break
Jones.
It down if you want to. I'm out, bro. I'm not even going to be here, bro.
That's unfortunate.
This is ridiculous.
You know what? After a day like today, go home, open up one of these bottles of Baker Family Wine, man, and you'll be just fine. We got Tracy McGrady on the TV. We got Vince Carter on the TV. We got Carmelo Anthony on the TV.
Yeah, man.
We've got basketball beginning in just minutes, and a glass of wine will go great with this. Head over to Baker Family Wines. Join Dusty's Clubhouse for exclusive releases and tasting room specials. Dusty, our man Chick, they're celebrating 6 years of Baker Family Wines in West Sacramento. You heard that right. The tasting room, the winery, it is right here in West Sacramento on Industrial Boulevard. You can go by. They'll show you how they make the wine right there. They'll pour you an amazing glass. You could watch the NBA playoffs there at Baker Family Wines. Go to BakerFamilyWines.com. Join Dusty's Clubhouse, and we'll drop all of the details on the big six-year celebration coming up early next month. Just a couple of weeks they'll be celebrating. I'm excited. I'm a little bit more excited than I should be that the NBA is back on NBC.
When
I realized how close we were to the game, I was like, there's got to be something on over there.
Yeah.
And we just grabbed the TV, flicked it over, and it was like, oh, yep, I'm back. I'm back, baby.
It's on NBC, baby.
I'm back, baby.
It's on NBC in the regular season. I love this.
It's obviously going to be an incredible atmosphere there in Oklahoma City tonight.
It's going to be quiet. It's going to be quiet.
I think it's going to be quiet. I might get a little storyline tonight. Mm. Houston gets the dub, and we get the story that the Rockets beat the. It's like when the contender beats the champion in a non-title match,
mm-hmm.
and then you build towards the
he pinned rest. Him.
Yeah,
he pinned him.
Yeah, right. I think that might be what we have here.
I like that. I like that.
I don't care what happens in the second game.
Both can go to hell. I just need them to cash in on my Prize Picks lineup. That's it.
That's a good point.
And lose the game. Steph, you can stop after you get 3 points.
That's all you got to do, Steph. Get us 3 points and keep it moving. It's the Warriors and the Lakers as the second game on both NBC and Peacock. So for those who were confused about it, the game is on NBC. You can watch it on the app. And I think everything that's on NBC you can watch on the app.
Yeah.
I could be wrong about that, but that's certainly the way Sunday Night Football has worked. So it's Kings basketball tomorrow, man.
Ooh, the Kings are back.
It's Kings basketball tomorrow. So we'll recap everything that happens tonight, and it's the real deal tomorrow. No what ifs, no it's just summer league, no it's just preseason. Kings basketball is back, and we'll take you through it every step of the way, beginning at 10 a.m. with the insiders here on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320.
Vamos NBA on NBC!
Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
it. Can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it.
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.